Hello there. I just want to remind you to be extra loving to yourself as we continue to play detective and notice all of the ways in which we bring ourselves out of alignment. You have to remember, we have been operating in a simulation, if you will, an experience that has done everything possible to keep us disconnected. And in truth, the fact that we are able to be a self-witness, be able to notice and be the detective, is something that should be celebrated. And when you recognize a pattern, when you recognize something is pulling you out of that alignment, be kind to yourself. We are ultimately shifting into being 100% aligned, but the journey doesn't happen overnight. And so rather than get frustrated or judge yourself or get irritated, really allow this journey of awareness, of doing the detective work to notice, to listening deeper within your body's intelligence, and really celebrate it. We have a pattern, most of us at least, have the pattern of judging ourselves constantly, forever, about the ways that we have shown up in the world. But we have been thriving, literally thriving, in the experience that we came in to be in. We have been thriving as we have been taking apart the architecture. And I know a lot of you are going, that's not thriving. This has been an interesting road. But the fact that we're still standing, the fact that we are still here and on the path is a testament to who we are as fractals of the whole, as aspects of source energy, as the beings that are so full of light that we agreed to create the experience and then once again come back in to unlock it. So take a moment and really see where you're judging yourself as you become more aware. And stop. Really acknowledge, be in celebration. Woohoo! I just saw another way in which my programming has been sending out the wrong signal. And again, this stage is a discovery stage. It's where we are becoming more aware. You cannot undo programming if you're completely unaware it's even there. And we're taking baby steps right now because this is a big shift. We're moving into a whole different operating system. And so the bridge between can seem a little challenging, but believe me, you are so far ahead of the curve, especially as you love yourself through these awarenesses and truly step into the mastery of loving yourself unconditional. We have been loving aspects of ourselves that have been playing in the quantum dark. We've been loving them back into wholeness. We're still doing that, hopefully on a daily basis. Hint, hint, hint. But it's equally as important to love ourselves as we identify, as we recognize, as we learn to lean into the wisdom that our body is communicating. So take a breath. Put your hands on your high heart. Love yourself. Be in gratitude for all of the ways that you are beginning to recognize so that the patterns, the programming, the awareness that it's even there is coming to light. Breathe and go look in a mirror and look yourself in the eye and tell yourself, I love you. Kindness and compassion, first and foremost for ourselves. Just the gentle reminder.